News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to the last Monday of 2013. And Carl Lindabad, good morning. 7:06 here on December the 30th. My gosh, tomorrow, New Year's Eve, and Wednesday, a new year. Phone lines here, 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning. Linda is on assignment this morning, and will be back with us on the beginning of the year, of course. But what a good day it is today. We're going to be talking about some of the issues from around here in the North State, of course, and in Reading. Talking about, you know, we want to talk about homeless and that problem right there after an editorial with Bruce Ross. And then we want to talk about those who have passed away. We also have a number of guests today. We're going to be talking about self-rule and be able to determine your future in the Northern California area. I've just been seeing more articles, just, you know, more national articles in the press and the media about Northern California. But it's not just Northern California that's thinking of, you know, that wants self-rule. But let's start off as we do every week with our Monday through Friday with our Market Minute with our Wells Fargo advisor. And today, Susan Eastman. Susan, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. Well, major averages are starting out mixed. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 5 points at 16,484. The S&P 500 is down a point at 1840. The Nasdaq Composite is off 6 points at 4,150. Active stocks on the big board, Bank of America down 3 cents at 1564. Ford trading higher up 4 pennies at 1534. Sprint off a dime at $10.69. For local stocks of interest, PepsiCo up 21 cents at $82.90. Pacific Gas and Electric positive 7 cents at $40.35. AT&T up 11 cents at $35.29. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 2.99%. And for commodities, gold is down $9.30 an ounce at $1,204.70. Silver off 34 cents at $19.70. Crude oil down 39 cents, trading at $99 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Susan.
Yes.
You still there?
I am.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. I'm looking forward to a great 2014.
This is going to be a great year.
It is.
So great. So you be careful out there.
And you too. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. All right. We're going to take a quick break and come back, talk about the dryness here. I mean, it's just... what is the weather today there, Bob? I thought I heard you mention earlier we might actually see some rain here at the end of the week.
Well, for the first time in a while, we do have a slight chance of showers in the extended forecast. That's coming up Friday, so we'll see how that plays out. But in the meantime, we've got sunny, mild, dry conditions to bring in 2014 with highs of 66 today and tomorrow and 69 on New Year's Day, Wednesday, and Thursday.
Jeez. Okay. Well, I guess we can do, we can always say the same weather, but it's all, you know, it's brought to you by our friends at Shasta Gas Propane, where their customers are warm friends, locally owned, family operated. Of course, discounts for seniors and veterans. Shasta Gas Propane. We'll take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about this drought, and it is getting to be a drought. We're going to talk about what actions are being taken and what are some of the things that you need to take a look at. We're going to talk about homeless. We're going to talk about those who have passed away, notable people, people you probably haven't even heard of but have had a direct impact on your life. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindabad, KCNR 1460. This is Free Fire Radio.
Ask the audience. Firearms would like to say thank you to our military, local law enforcement agencies, and fire departments. Bastiani Arms is excited to expand even more in the firearms business. Come talk to your locally owned and operated firearms specialist. Bastiani Arms has two full-time gunsmiths offering full services. Bastiani Arms has Ruger 10/22s back in stock and Crimson Trace laser grips for an assortment of models. They're 10% off. All scopes are 10% off. A great assortment of ammo, too. 9mm, 40 S&W, 45 ACP, and more. Also a great selection of fully built custom AR receivers. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms. Remember, December 13th is your last day you can purchase a firearm and be able to pick it up before Christmas. Come talk to your locally owned and operated firearms specialist. Bastiani Arms on the corner of Larkspur and Wall Streets in Reading. Bastiani Arms. Join the revolution.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I are seeing a lot more folks coming in and out of the Reading plant now that the construction's all done. So bring in those boats and motorhomes so we can fill up your propane bottles and top off your boat tanks with ethanol-free 93 for all the off-highway toys. It's a lot cheaper here than out at the lake. We have a couple of double-walled tanks and convolts available if you need anything. Give Johnny or Danny a call. In Corning, construction's almost done at Robin's new building, so stop by and fill up and say hello. She's always there. In Weaverville, Michelle's been very busy with all the loggers and construction folks, so stop by and let her fill up your propane bottles and top off your boats on the way to the lake. It's got to be cooler. Northern Lights Energy. Whether you need kerosene, gas, diesel, or oil, we have a little bit of everything. So give us a try. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. It is 7:14 on December the 30th. It's what, 43 degrees right now? That 33 can't be right. So it's like 40, it's like 40 degrees or something like that. It's going to get up in the 60s today. It's going to be like this all week. Maybe Friday, a slight chance of rain. Hey, what would a day be without another Duck Dynasty and A&E story? Of course, A&E surrendered to the Beards. And Phil is saying happy, happy, happy. A&E has said, okay, you know, the suspension's over. Well, nobody knew about the suspension except A&E and the thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands, hundreds of thousands of people who went after A&E and said, how dare you censor somebody for his religious beliefs? So A&E surrendered, and the Robertson fans are back on. The Robertson family is back on. A&E has lost. They said that. Well, you know, they said they were open to talking with other groups of people. And they've always been open for other groups of people. But, you know, it just has to make you feel good. Here's a network who jumped because somebody gave them a phone call and said, oh no, this man's homophobic and needs to be taken off the air. Well, glad not so fast. And, you know, parts of the interview that were there, other parts that weren't. So, but the bottom line is this, is that Phil Robertson and the boys and the girls of Duck Dynasty are continuing and will continue because it's a $500 million business to A&E and everything out there. Bob, you are just salivating all over the, and you've got your microphone phone turned on, so you must want to say something.
Oh, I was just going to ask, did you notice how A&E quietly made this announcement on Friday afternoon, which is what you do when you want to keep something out of the news
like
cycle?
It's not going to happen, like people aren't going to say it. And not only that, but if you go through different stores, the Duck Dynasty stuff is way out there. I mean, you know, these guys have, you know, this show has taken over. And just as fast, it'll probably just go away when something new happens. Remember one time it was Snooki, and I'm not talking about the dog. Well, maybe I am. Okay. Water is becoming a huge problem, my friends. In the Sierras, it's hit it so bad the Sierra snowpack is only at 10% of what it's supposed to be, 10% as of right now. You know, usually on the first of the year, we run up there and with friends, and we go snowmobiling out past Weed, and no snow. No snow at all. No snow at all. The Mount Shasta Ski Park was open last week, Thursday to Sunday, with man-made snow. I don't know about this week. I probably have to check. But Folsom Lake is lower than it's ever been, historically low. If we don't get some rain, we're going to have a horrendous fire season, one. And two, there's going to have some tough decisions being made about how much water's going down the river there, because you've got salmon runs and you've got farmers and you have the inordinate amount of water that the Southern Californians want to water their yards, their golf courses, the streets. You know, so, I mean, there's all this water that's being wasted out there. And then, in Folsom and in Granite Bay, I know for sure they're telling them not to water. They're telling them not to, water every day. I think they cut them back to like twice a week or something like that. Anyway, the bottom line on this is that it's going to be a tough, dry winter. Okay, let's go on to, something else, but and stand by. There's going to be, I'm sure there's going to be things people are they're going to start restricting uses of water somehow around here. Okay, Bruce Ross editorial. He wrote about, he's writing about the obvious. It's about the homeless, and he says, "What another sweep through Mercy Canyon? What good is that going to do?" Well, what it does is, and he says, is how long are we going to push people from campsite to campsite? They're going a little deeper and trying to solve the problems. Okay, and that's a good point. And the point is the reason they're sweeping them is because people who have bought their homes have a right to live in privacy and in some, you know, in a modicum of safety where they have to turn up their TVs because they, you know, it's so loud down there. There's gunshots. There's all types of things going on in these camps down there. There's assaults and everything. So at what time, you know, the people who own homes, who pay taxes, who, take care of what, you know, take care of their business and, take care of the people around them because many, many of them help the homeless and help those who are in need, but they have a right too. But the bottom line on this, is that the editorial in the Record Searchlight pointed out the obvious. But as we used to say in the Marine Corps, don't give me a problem. Give me a solution. What's the solution? A great editorial or a great repartee from me would be, well, here's a solution. Well, I don't have a solution. I don't know if there is a solution. The only solution I could think of is what? Build housing for the homeless? Make it barrack style? Bring in the steel buildings that you can erect up, you know, erect easily and cheaply and put electricity in there and we all pay a little bit extra for electricity. We all pay extra so we can house all the homeless and then feed them, give them showers and medical attention. Well, you can't do that. There's your answer, but you can't do that. What can you do? You can continue to help Good News Rescue Mission. You can continue to help One Safe Place. You can continue to help the churches and this by giving and volunteering and all that. But what's the solution? The solution is when you have this many people and no ramifications, they will move there and then they're given 7 days to, you know, to move your stuff. And then the officer goes in who, by the way, is just doing an outstanding job, but he can only do so much. And when he does, he takes out all the tons of trash, and they move someplace else. There's nothing you can do about it. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back, and we'll get into our notables of who have passed away this year. We'll be right back. Carl and DeBott, KCNR, 1460.
You've heard me say this quite often. As dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. There's a reason I keep telling you this. It's because it's true. Because as dealers, we do all pay the same price for these vehicles. So come to Crown Motors and you'll understand why I say the difference is what we sell them for. Come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
This is Ted Lighty at NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. The perfect complement to that new firearm that you're getting for Christmas is a concealed carry class from NFI. These two-day classes cover everything you need to be a safe, responsible firearm user. This includes pistol safety, use of deadly force factors, and a five-hour range training session with our professional NRA-certified instruction team. Buy a gift certificate or register online. For more information, call us today at 999-1822 or visit us on the web at readingccw.com. This is Ted Lighty, and I'll see you at the range.
Reading Christian School. Located just minutes east of Reading, they offer preschool through 12th grade students a Christ-centered education in academics, athletics, and fine arts, challenging students to develop a lifelong love of learning, to grow in their faith, and to respond to God's call of service. We invite you to consider Reading Christian School, where the curriculum is biblically integrated and the teachers are Christ-like role models. You can learn more at readingchristian.com.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center cordially invite you to our fundraising banquet and auction, Saturday, February 1st, 2014, at Wind River Casino. Our mission is to remember and never forget the American veteran. So come join us for a great fun-filled evening and support the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. For tickets, contact Jones's Fort 222-3223 and North Valley Bank 226-2930. Together, we can do all things.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and DeBot. 7/23, December the 30th, last Monday in 2013. Let's go to the phones. Charles, besides the fact that we have no water, you're saying it's going to be even worse.
Well, yeah, because the Bay Delta Conservation Plan, that's what.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's the Twin Tunnel. It's a Twin Tunnels plan with a bunch of conservation stuff tacked on for marketing purposes.
Well, okay. So those tunnels will be able to suck more water, isn't that true?
Well, that's the whole point. In fact, they even admit in various parts of the executive summary, which I just got through digging through last night, of the EIR, main purpose of the Bay Delta Conservation Plan is to extract more water from us to transfer to them.
Well, I just had somebody say that 80% of the California water goes to irrigated agriculture, mostly in the San Joaquin Valley. The least costly way to solve the water problem is to pay cotton farmers not to plant a crop and when the winter rains don't come. What do you think of that?
Well,
in agriculture is our biggest business.
I don't expect them to do anything to implement anything that's going to make any sense.
And then also,
because why do that when they could just suck more water out of our depleted reservoirs?
Well, that's true. And then also, my the guy that tried in here. Onion Grower, good morning, Onion Grower, and Sunny, you're there. You were here on the chat room. We know that the jet stream does its thing and the West gets periods of drought and wet years. Our rain is going up to Canada and out to the Midwest. Well, that's true. You know, they're having these big storms back in the Midwest and the Northeast, as we know. And, but you're right. They're taking it. They'll take it. That would be having to think ahead and actually do something about it. We're going to lose a lot. You know what? People don't realize just how bad this is going to get here. And then every time something like this happens, it has more people kind of lean in there on the act of actually having a right of self-governance. So, anyway. Okay.
And incidentally, there's, in the executive assembly, there's a whole bunch of tables about environmental impacts.
Uh-huh.
Reservoir drawdown is not listed.
Oh, really?
Except as a impact to recreation and their mitigation measure, which they propose.
What's that?
Relocating boat ramps.
Well,
so we're going to have our reservoirs depleted, our aquifers depleted via groundwater transfers under this good-for-nothing plan. And their solution is relocate your boat ramps.
Well, they're going to do that. They're going to do that.
Joseph Marie Antoinette.
Okay, now see, one day I will argue with you about this one, about the let them eat bread. Because let me tell you, here's a little bit of history. You ready for this? There was a law in France that in Paris that says that you cannot, there had to be so much bread for the people, right? And it had to be at a certain price. And if there wasn't enough bread at that price, the low-priced bread, then the bakers had to provide the next thing up. And in some cases, they would have them, they would be forced to give the much more expensive pastries to the people because by law, they had to give them bread at a certain price. And they couldn't, they had to give them something else, the next best thing up. And this would include cake. So when Marie Antoinette, when they said the people have no bread, and she said, well, let them eat cake, you could mean is give them the cake then to let them eat that. That's the law. Do you believe that? Are you still there?
Somehow, it doesn't surprise me that some Western European government, even hundreds of years ago, would come up with something that...
Socialism.
...so incoherent is and nonsensical.
Well, no, if you go into, okay, all right, hey, Charles, I got to go. But you're right, but here it was, I was trying to trying to pass on to you some history that I had written.
Right, no, I get what you're saying, but, getting back to the Bay Delta Conservation.
I know, big holes is going to suck all the water out.
The Twin Tunnels Project, and it's a voluminous beast, and it's voluminous for a reason, and the reason is to dazzle people with a bunch of trivia, so that they don't pay attention to what's really going on, and what's really going on is they want more of our water.
I'm dazzled. Okay, got to run.
All right, bye.
Bye. Hey, you know what? Water. Okay. Well, we've run out of this half hour. But when we come back, I am going to talk about the notables who have passed away this year. I don't think it'll take the 30 minutes, but it's people that have affected your life, and you don't even know who they are. You know, I mean, yeah, we can talk about, James Gandolfini from, Sopranos and people like that. But you know them. But we'll talk about them too. But also about people that had a impact in your life and you never even knew who they were and what they, what their names were. But we'll be back after these messages. But first I want to say is that this portion of the show has been brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. I can't say enough about Joe and Shelley this whole year. How much they have supported this community, and this community has needed, when it needs support, Joe and Shelley stand up, and they're there. They don't say anything, they don't take any bows out in public, but they support this community. And Espresso Joe's at 34 degrees, which it is right now, is a great place to get your coffee. They'll fix it any way you want it. And, of course, they will meet or beat any tobacco prices in town. And when you walk next door, they have the finest walk-in humidor in the state. I can't say enough about Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back after these messages.
If you're you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, this is your pipe talking. Don't put that baby wipe down the toilet. Didn't you know that disposable doesn't always mean flushable? Cleaning wipes and baby wipes do not dissolve and get stuck in poor old sewer pipes like me. And I get backed up. Please, throw used wipes in the trash so I can continue to breathe and not clog your sewer pumping equipment. You know the cost to hire a plumber to unclog me typically ranges from $75 to $350? And that doesn't include the time it takes you to clean up the sewage that may have backed up. So pass the word on to everyone who cleans your home or business, too.
Be kind to your plumbing and remember, wipes clog pipes. Throw used wipes in the trash. In addition to wipes, kitchen grease, kitty litter, plastic, and latex items can all clog pipes and should be bagged or contained and placed in the trash. A public education project by Reading Municipal Utilities. For questions or more details, call 224-6068.
Is it broken? What's the best treatment? Is it a boy or a girl? There are hundreds of ways medical imaging provides answers. That's why there are over 100 of us, a giant family dedicated to having experts in all the ways that we can help take care of you. For over 60 years of serving the community we love, MD Imaging says thank you. And happy holidays.
Mike's Music and Sound is having a stock reduction sale. That's right, Mike's Music and Sound is cleaning out its inventory to make room for the new gear. That means all guitars and basses are on sale at amazing prices. And of course, that means all guitar and bass amps are on sale as well. Every type of guitar, bass, and amplifier for any level musician. Want to start playing music, need a new amp or guitar? Now is the time to buy. They also have amazing deals on quality used gear. All checked out, tested, and ready to play. Mike's Music and Sound, 924 West Cypress, 243-3774, behind Chase Bank, your super sales store.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot, it is 7:32 in the morning, 34 degrees out there, and this portion of the show brought to you by Red and Crown Motors. It's big sales going on at Red and Crown Motors. It's your neighbors making great deals for you, and they've got, you know what, everything, cars, trucks, SUVs, new, previously owned, Lincoln, Dodge Ram, Fords, Hondas, and Nissans are out there at 555 Cypress Avenue. Give them a call at 223-2177, but they are having a huge end-of-year sale, as you probably would imagine. Go down there and find yourself a great car. I was just giving Bob some marriage counseling advice. Bob, which then said, I will send you an email of me and the in the hospital with my legs broken.
Do you practice what you preach?
No. I can say that because Linda's not sitting here right now. Anyway, okay. Notables who have passed away in 2013. Herbert Allison, former president of Merrill Lynch. Bose. You know, the guy that invented Bose speakers. Visionary engineer, inventor, and billionaire entrepreneur, whose namesake company, the Bose Company, became synonymous with high-quality radio systems. Use 83. We have Philip Caldwell, who was the first executive officer of Ford Motor Company. Tom Clawson, 89, who led San Francisco-based Bank of America both before and after a five-year term as president of the World Bank. How about this? Ray Dolby, 80, American inventor and audio technology pioneer who founded the Dolby Laboratories, you know, Dolby Sound. See, I mean, these are people that, you see names every day, but you don't know that, you know, just who are they? And, Harry Lewis, founder in the 1950s of the Hamburger Harriet chain. I have never heard of them. Have you heard of them, Hamburger Harriet?
I have not. Must be back east somewhere.
Yeah, I guess so. Bob Maestrel, who began making wetsuits for surfers and scuba divers in the early 50s, and with his twin brother founded Body Glove, one of the world's largest wetsuit companies. He's 84 years old. You know, these are people that, I mean, if you've ever done any diving or done any body surfing out there, then these are people that, have had a impact on you. Here's one, Robert Taylor. He was an entrepreneur who took soap out of dishes and put it in a pump bottle. His soft soap, you know, that pump you use all the time. He's the one that invented that. Toyota. Ishii Toyota, a member of Toyota's founding family. Cal Worthington passed away this year, 92. Can you remember Cal Worthington down in Southern California? He says, I'll ride a bull for you or something like this. He'd fight a bear for you. Cal Worthington, who had graduated from Harvard, but he became one of the largest car dealers in California, which then would be the world. Margaret Brewer. I'm saying Margaret. She's 82, retired Brigadier General. Became the first woman to hold that rank of general in the Marine Corps. And I knew her. Joyce Brothers, world famous, psychologist. Scott Carpenter, member of the Mercury 7, the USA's first group of astronauts. He was the fourth American in space. Let's go to the phones. Coach Bob.
Good morning, Colonel.
Good morning.
Quick thing, you'll appreciate this. I heard you just now when I got in the car and turned on the radio talking about people that started businesses and whatnot. I want to tell you about an inventor, an engineer. He shares your last name, Bott. And he worked for Caltrans, and he invented the little bumps down the middle of the road that we drive across every day, and they are called Bott's Dots.
You know what? I had read about that, but I'd forgotten about it. So,
Now you're reminded.
Now I'm reminded. Bot Dots.
You have a famous last name, dude.
Well, you know what? Here's another one. There is a Bot Christian network of radio stations. I mean, there's like 100 of them. And, I heard that when we were having a guest on, he said, well, how many stations will I be on? And I went, all of them. You know, not realizing there's another network out there with our last name. So anyway, Coach Bob, Happy New Year.
Hey, same to you. And by the way, maybe around the very, very end of this month, which is only in a day or so, you could talk about the new laws that are going to affect all of us come January 1.
Yeah, we ought to do that. Yeah, there's going to be some gun laws. There'll be a bunch of them. That's a good idea too. And we'll do that.
All right. You
we'll
take
do
care.
That.
Stay warm.
All right. Take care. All right. Coach Bob. Bot's Dots. I wish I invented that. Okay. George Bud Day. He was a Medal of Honor recipient who spent 5.5 years as a POW in Vietnam. His name went out there a lot during the last election when people were starting to say some things about McCain. He was John McCain's cellmate, and he's very much a veterans advocate. And anyway, he received the medal of honor for escaping his captors for 10 days after the aircraft he was piloting was shot down over North Vietnam. Deloach, who was a number three position in the FBI. Billy Saul Estes, for those who are a little bit older, he was a Texas huckster, and everybody knew who he was back then. And he ripped off the federal crop subsidy program. He was convicted and spent many years in prison, well, several years in prison. Thomas Griffin, the major who navigated the B-25 bomber in a daring air raid on Japan led by Doolittle. He was one of the last of the Doolittle Raiders. We have James Hood, one of the two black students whose effort to enroll at the University of Alabama in June 1963 led to a stand in a schoolhouse door by George Wallace. And he later forged an unlikely friendship with the former governor. In fact, they at times they went on the air with each other, and they would appear at various functions together. You know, there's so many people who passed away during this past, you know, during this past year that, it's just, you know, ones that, like, you know, Pollock, who was the furniture designer, a guy named Pittman, chief of President Kennedy's civil defense program, Pulitzer, who was a fashion designer, so many more, but we're going to take a quick break and come back and get the, hit the celebrities when we come back. We'll be right back after these messages.
What would you do with an extra $500 during the holidays? At North Valley Bank, we'd like to help you find out. Simply enter our Win Big Holiday Debit Card Contest for your chance to win $500. That's right. Each time you make a purchase with your North Valley Bank debit card this season, you're automatically entered to win $500. The more you use your card, the more chances you have to win. If it sounds too good to be true, check out the photos of our winners on our website at novb.com. Start shopping now with your North Valley Bank debit card, and you might win big this holiday season. Debit cards are safe and easy to use, so make ours your card of choice. North Valley Bank, member FDIC. No purchase or account necessary. See official contest rules on novb.com for more details on how to enter. Must be at least 18 to enter. Contest ends January 5th, 2014.
Change your world in as few as 16 months. Simpson University's popular Aspire degree completion program was designed for busy working adults. Choose degree programs as diverse as organizational leadership, psychology, liberal studies, business and HR management, or the RN to BSN step-up program, all relevant in today's competitive job market. Student success fuels our program success. With a 96% graduation rate over the past 20 years, our Aspire degree completion program is a challenging yet rewarding adult learning experience. Custom tailor your degree success plan with our dedicated academic counselors who will personally guide you on your educational journey. Call today and speak with our admissions professionals. But don't delay. This spring's application deadline is approaching and classes will be filled soon. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON today to speak with an admissions professional or visit us online at simpsonu.edu/aspire. Simpson University School of Continuing Studies. Challenge your mind. Ignite your heart. Change your world.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the criticism that you can't eat gold, as if eating dollar bills was very nutritious. And we answered that from the start by offering emergency buckets. We offer our standard 200-serving food bucket and the new 72-hour family cooking kits, which in addition to food also contains a stove, fuel for the stove, cups, utensils, and a 100-gallon capacity water filter. You can come into our stores, or you could go to www.thepreparedpatriot.com and with free shipping order them online for yourself or to send to loved ones anywhere in the continental U.S. Peace of mind is protecting your wealth with gold and silver and getting a fair price when you sell. Peace of mind is also having access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Whether you visit us at our brick-and-mortar stores in Chico, Redding, Corning, and our appointment-only store in Palo Cedro, or whether you visit us at www.thepreparedpatriot.com, you can get peace of mind today for less.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 743 in the morning, 34 degrees out there. Well, there's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. Yeah, you want to get down there before the year is out. You want to start off next year with a healthy diet. With a healthy diet and great food. They are the North State's nutrition experts. Go and talk with them. See what they have. They've got an in-store deli. They have a selection of natural foods and supplements. They're located at 221 Locust Street. They have amazing foods for life, which is gluten-free. If you haven't tried those mixes, you need to run down there and get some. founded by Vicky Late, who is one of the family of Joe down there in Orchard Nutrition. This stuff is sweeping the state of California. It's going to go national from right here. Give them a call at 244-9141. And they're located in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, right there in the back of the shopping center there. Big building. 221 Locust Street. I'm sorry. I just was having a complete brain meltdown at that point because it is a Monday and second is the last Monday of 2013. Karen Black, Eileen Brennan, Conrad Bain, who is the TV star in that, in Different Strokes. Roger Ebert. You know, Dennis Farina, he was in so many movies. He was a cop that became an actor. Joan Fontaine, who was Academy Award winning actress. Bonnie Franklin, One Day at a Time. Annette Funicello. Okay. Do you remember Annette, Bob?
Originally from the Mickey Mouse Club, later from the movies with Frankie Avalon.
The ones. Mm-hmm. Yep. She was in Beach Blanket Bingo, had a stuff a Wild Bikini, all these things. But she was a woman that she played it with there was no sexuality there or any of that with her, even though she was in a two-piece swimsuit the whole time. But she was Annette. She was. You know, I mean, everybody had a crush on Annette. You probably didn't.
She was hot.
James Gandolfini, as I said, the lead actor from The Sopranos, Julie Harris, Tony Award winning actress, Tom Laughlin, Billy Jack. Did you see the Billy Jack movies? He was 82 years old. This guy, Corey Monteith, who was on that show Glee, drug overdose. Peter O'Toole. Eleanor Parker, Harry Reams, porn star. Dale Robertson, who was in a lot of westerns, Gene Stapleton, of course, from All in the Family, Esther Williams, Jonathan Winters, just so many, many, many people. And then, of course, Nelson Mandela that passed away.
And one, California icon, Huell Hauser.
Huell Hauser. Huell Hauser passed away. There was so many of them. You know, and, you know, you start talking about big stories, and we talked about some big stories from, this year, but, you know, of course you have Obamacare, and you have, so many of the stories, the hurricane that hit the Philippines, you've got so many things, but some of the ones the news stories that didn't turn out right. If you remember when the San Francisco TV station identified the four pilots of that Asiana plane crash, that their news anchor, Tori Campbell, read the names accompanied by a graphic, and the names were said to be something wrong, way too low, and a couple others I can't say over the air. She read them with the names up there. Do you remember that?
Yes, and I felt guilty for laughing about it afterwards.
I can't
believe that actually got on the air.
It got on the air, and then they got it from the Federal Transportation Board, who it was an intern working for the summer when he got the names from somebody, and he gave it to them, and I don't know, for some reason nobody read these things out loud or said them out loud, which is, you know, that in itself is a huge mistake, but
something wrong. All right.
Yeah, way too low. Okay. The amazing thing was is that more people were not killed in that plane crash. The other things that happened, you know, anything with Congressman Wiener has to be a top story of 2013. Wiener, the Wiener God. Stick a fork in it, the wiener's done. You know, I mean, the whole thing. I mean, this guy he becomes such a ludicrous figure and yet still hangs in there. And his wife, who, by the way, is one of Hillary Clinton's close, you know, in close in her circle of advisors, is standing there with him going, well, you know what? He just was sending photos of himself to girls. Okay, teenage girls. Okay, teenage girls that may be underage. You know, I mean, how much worse can it be? How much worse can it be? We were talking about this the other day. What is it about politicians, and I guess you could say generals, that have this hubris, that think that anything they do is okay? The Petraeus, who is a man of honor and dignity, and yet gets himself into a tawdry affair. You have the Elliot Spitzer, the governor of New York, who is with a prostitute. Was there any charges against him? No. But, you know, he just announced his marriage is over. But what's he doing? What was his punishment? Well, he stepped down from governor, but then you got hired by MSNBC. So, I mean, maybe that's a punishment. Nobody will ever hear of him again. And, you know, you get the governor. What was the governor of, was it South Carolina or North Carolina? The one that left and said he was on the Appalachian Trail and was down with his mistress in Argentina? Sanford. And what was his punishment? Isn't he now a congressman or a senator out of that state? Didn't he just win?
He won a seat in Congress.
He won a seat in Congress. They slapped his hands. Well, there's another thing, though. See, he went from probably having a popular appeal of, probably at least 60% in his home state to one of 9% as being a member of Congress. The only thing that's got a higher popularity rating or lower popularity rating than Congress is STDs and maybe head lice. So maybe that was a punishment. We'll be right back.
Can you remember the first time you fell in love? Can you remember that oozing pitter-patter of your heart beating out of your chest? You know that numbing, mind-blowing, tantalizing, and tempting sensation? Each look, each conversation seeming to paralyze the world around you, stopping everything for just a moment of connection. I remember the first time I felt this kind of love. I was mature and bright, a 7-year-old, and Daniel Allen had hung the moon and the stars, and I was this astronaut ready to explore the galaxies. I just needed to do one simple thing. Actually talk to him. Oh, the fresh innocence of love. It's hard to not have that cynical voice inside of our head saying, don't be naive. Love is not all it's cracked up to be. And isn't it true? Love is hard. Love costs us. Love requires all of you and then some. In the Bible, love is described in 1 Corinthians as this: love never gives up. Love cares more for others than itself. Love doesn't want what it doesn't have. Love doesn't strut, doesn't have a swelled head, doesn't keep score of the sins of others, puts up with anything, trusts God always, always looks for the best, never looks back, but keeps going to the end. Today, God wants you to not only give that kind of love, but He's offering that kind of love to you. A love that is safe, a love that lasts, a love that knows the deepest parts of you and yet still loves you the same. In fact, it's impossible for you to ever be too far from His love. I'm Havila Cunnington with Moral Revolution. To find out more, visit us at moralrevolution.com.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I are seeing a lot more folks coming in and out of the Redding plant now that the construction's all done. So bring in those boats and motorhomes so we can fill up your propane bottles and top off your boat tanks with ethanol-free 93 for all the off-highway toys. It's a lot cheaper here than out at the lake. We have a couple of double-walled tanks and convolts available if you need anything. Give Johnny or Danny a call. In Corning, construction's almost done at Robin's new building, so stop by and fill up and say hello. She's always there. In Weaverville, Michelle's been very busy with all the loggers and construction folks, so stop by and let her fill up your propane bottles and top off your boats on the way to the lake. It's got to be cooler. Northern Lights Energy. Whether you need kerosene, gas, diesel, or oil, we have a little bit of everything. So give us a try. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy. Real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot, good morning. It is 7:55 in the morning, 34 degrees out there. It's going to be 66 today. It's going to be like this all through the week. Maybe Friday you might have a chance of rain. Wouldn't that be great? Chance of rain on Friday. Weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Their customers are warm friends. Locally owned, family operated, right here in town, Shasta Gas Propane. Okay, big news stories of 2013. Is it a big story that the prince and his wife had a baby, Bob? Is that a big story?
I think any story that involves the royal family gets blown out of proportion.
Of yeah, I don't think it's that big a story. When you compare it to things like, how about this? How about Syria? Is Syria a big story? I think Syria is a huge story. It's a continuing civil war. What about Benghazi? When was Benghazi? It wasn't this past year, though. It was before the election, so never mind. But how about the cover-up of Benghazi? How about the IRS picking out different groups of people it didn't want to give the 501s to, didn't want to give the nonprofit status to. And they all had words like patriot or T or something like that in their name. Single-handedly picking that out and finding that out. And then the woman who did it got nothing happening. I think she retired. The IRS scandal where they're going after, those groups that have specific names and everything. How about the NSA who's looking at everything and you're having different dueling judges. One says, oh, no, it's okay. The other one says, no, it's not. The last one said it was okay. How about the big drastic change in gun laws? What about even though it happened in last year in Sandy Hook, that tragedy in Sandy Hook, the impact it's had on gun rights in this country since then? The state of New York has gone berserk in the things they're doing. And, gun companies are moving out of New York. Colorado passed laws that were, very restrictive for Colorado. Gun companies moved out of there, gun-related companies moved out of there. They had recall elections and recalled two of their senators. They would have gotten a third, except that senator resigned, and they appointed somebody else. That's how they get out of it, because then they can appoint another Democrat senator. And instead of having them recalled and a Republican take their place, and they would have lost their Republican majority. And they'll have an election this year. We'll see what happens. But that, and then in the state of California, which tries to emulate, wants to be the leader in gun laws, we come up with these no lead bills and ammunition. You can practice with lead, but you just can't shoot it at living things. Hunting things. I imagine you can't shoot them at people. Probably some kind of law about that. What else? Restricting the number of you have to register every rifle and shotgun, .22 rifle that you buy, because that will make sure that the criminals will come right down there and register those guns they've got so that we can track them down. That's another great law. The big news stories here in the state of California, and I guess they trickle down to us, is the unfunded liabilities we have in the state of California. It could be over $1 trillion. Right here in Redding, it's $600 million. $600 million in the city of Redding, unfunded liability. So what do you do with that? One of the laws that they tried to pass, I was going over this with people we know. One of the laws they tried to actually pass was the Bill of Rights for homeless people that said they could go anywhere they wanted to. They could sit anywhere they wanted to. They could lie. They could camp, and that the cities and counties had to provide places for them to bathe and to be taken care of and eventually give them housing and jobs. I mean, this actually was in a committee, and it almost got out of committee. Or maybe it did get out of committee and it didn't get out of the economic side of it. But still, these are the kind of people down there that are making these laws. Transgender law. That's pretty big in the state. What are people going to do about that? There's hundreds of thousands of signatures of people that say, we don't want to do this. We're going to put it on a referendum. So many stories in 2013, and we're getting ready to start 2014. I can't wait to see what the number one story of 2014 is. It should be interesting. And it's going to have, I think it's going to have something to do with Obamacare. I just think that. I think it's going to have something to do with that. I think it's going to be, the elections are going to be a huge story. I think there's going to be problems with China. I think there's going to be problems with North Korea. I think there's going to be problems with Iran. I think all those things are happening because we don't have a strong leader in there and that they know it. I think we're going to have problems with the economy. Even though the economy seems to be turning the corner, I think that there's going to be some problems here. Anyway, hey, we'll be right back after the news and our guest about self-rule. I like getting the young ones on at the end of the year. Gives me lots of hope. We'll be right back.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The head of the International Olympic Committee says that he has full confidence that Russian authorities will deliver safe and secure games in Sochi just 6 weeks from now, despite two deadly suicide bombings in southern Russia. SRN News military affairs analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis.
This is, you know, predictable. They've had, of course, in October, the attack, which also took place in a bus in Volgograd. And this one took place just a couple days ago.
Well, the bombings have heightened concerns now about the terrorist threat to the Olympic Games. More than 30 people were killed in the attacks in Volgograd yesterday and today. It's about 400 miles away from Sochi. Another winter storm could dump 10 inches or more of wet snow in parts of New England before it's through. Brian Hurley is with the National Weather Service. It says forecasters are watching a weather system that could bring a lot more snow on Thursday or Friday of this week.
It looks like it's going to have the potential for some significant snow, especially as you get into the interior portions of New England again, but also the potential for some significant snow even along the coast.
The current storm already being blamed for more power outages overnight. The number of Americans who signed contracts to buy existing homes in November was essentially unchanged from October.
The National Association of Realtors says its seasonally adjusted pending home sales index inched up from 101.5 in October to 101.7 last month. Higher mortgage rates and strong price gains over the past 2 years have slowed sales. Completed sales of existing homes declined for the third straight month in November. Still, home resales should reach 5.1 million in 2013, the best total in 7 years.
That's SRN's Jeremy House reporting on Wall Street. Stocks have been mixed in early trading. Investors expected to use the next 2 trading days to close out their positions for 2013. This is SRN News.
If you are considering putting hardwood, bamboo, or laminate floors in your home, there's only one thing you need, a free Lumber Liquidators catalog. Lumber Liquidators has unbeatable prices and the best selection of high-quality flooring anywhere. Call 800-971-5146 for your free catalog. Filled with great tips, ideas, and deals on hardwood, bamboo, and laminate floors. We buy directly from the mills, so you get the best quality at incredibly low prices. The Hardwood Floor Hotline is open 24/7. 800-971-5146.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
Doctors say Michael Schumacher, the 7-time Formula One champion, is fighting for his life after a ski accident in the French Alps.
The message from the doctors is that Michael Schumacher's condition is extremely serious. He has been kept in an artificial coma with his body at below normal temperature in order to give the damage to his brain the best chance to heal. Yesterday's operation was to relieve pressure on the brain, which built up as a result of the severe blow to his head. Given the violence of the shock, one doctor said, without a helmet, he would not have made it to the hospital.
That's the BBC's Hugh Schofield reporting from Paris. The FDA has told a French manufacturer it needs more evidence of the benefits before the approval of a treatment for relapsing multiple sclerosis. The treatment has already been approved for use in Europe. The FDA notified drug maker Genzyme that Lemtrada is not ready for U.S. approval. This is SRN News. The latest move by Ted Cruz is fueling more speculation about his future political plans.
The Texas senator's taken the first official steps toward renouncing his Canadian citizenship. Cruz was born in Canada to an American mother, so he holds dual citizenship. He tells the Dallas Morning News he's retained counsel to start the paperwork, and he expects it to be completed early next year. Most experts consider this a mere formality and not a requirement if he plans to run for president.
That's SRN's Wally Hines reporting. Ford says retail sales have risen 15% through November of this year. The automaker says it expects to sell at least 2.4 million Ford brand vehicles this year, enough to make it North America's top-selling brand if those plans come to fruition. It also says it expects December sales to grow substantially compared to December of last year. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindebaugh, Linda's on assignment today. Good morning. It is December 30th, Monday, the very last Monday of 2013. What can I say? We've let another year slip by. Gosh, what can I say about that? Another one slipped by with all these things that we were going to do. I tell you what, let's go to our friends at Wells Fargo for our Market Minute and Susan Eastman.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. Well, stocks are taking a breather this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 10 points at 16,488. The S&P 500 is off a point at 1839, and the NASDAQ Composite is down 7 points at 4,149. Some of the day's biggest movers, ExxonMobil down 87 cents, trading at $100.64. Disney up $2.15 at 76.5. Coca-Cola positive 39 cents at $41.05. For local bank stocks of interest, Trico Bank shares trading at $28.42 per share. North Valley Bank off a nickel at $18.67. Bank of Commerce is flat and trading at $5.83. For commodities, gold is down $8.90 an ounce at $1,205.10. Silver off 33 cents at $19.71. Crude oil down 50 cents at $99 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, thanks, Susan. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 right here. Give them a call at 243-7561. They are there to tell you, to help you make decisions. And they give great, great advice. I want to say Happy New Year to all of our friends down there at Wells Fargo. Hey, let's go to Terry. Terry, good morning.
Hey, Carl, how you doing?
I'm peachy. What's up tonight?
Well, tonight at 2570. Bonnyview Road at Destiny Fellowship Church, we will be having the sheriff come in. And I think with the huge amount of gun laws, as you had stated in your last segment, it's amazing all these different gun laws. I think that everyone in the community who is interested in the Second Amendment should be at that church tonight. We have an opportunity for our sheriff to explain those laws to us, how and if he would enforce all those laws. I know that we've asked him that before. The answer has been, well, I'll enforce the Constitution. Okay, well, these laws, a lot of them are unconstitutional, so we'll see what happens.
Well, I think we will. I think that Tom has got his hands busy doing a lot of more important things than harassing legal, law-abiding citizens of Shasta County, is just my opinion. But we'll see.
Yeah, he's great on CCWs. There's no question about it. I think we have a good sheriff, and I think that... He's definitely for the people, but it's going to be very interesting.
Why don't you ask him if we're getting any of these new, these NMRAP vehicles, these, armored vehicles here in Shasta County?
Well, if I'm not mistaken, we already have one, don't we?
I'm not sure. Maybe we do. I was just wondering.
I think we got one of those a while ago.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot, Terry.
All righty.
That's tonight, 6 p.m.
Tonight, 6 p.m.
All right. Sounds good.
You bet.
Okay. Give me some weather here, Bob.
All right, Carl, the, weather. is calling for mostly sunny skies today and tomorrow with highs of 66 degrees both days, in between a low of 38. Then we can expect highs of 69 for New Year's Day Wednesday as well as Thursday under mostly sunny skies with partly cloudy overnights and a low around 40. That'll include New Year's Eve tomorrow night. On Friday, there's a slight chance of showers added to the forecast. And right now, we're down to 33 degrees, believe it or not, in downtown Reading. The weather always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Their customers are warm friends. They were started by Chuck and Judy Kinney in the spring of 1997, and they continue to meet your highest expectations. Reach them at 365-3793 or 547-3943.
Okay. You know what? One of the things that I, you know, we ended up 2013, what we're going to start off 2014 is a great, great night's sleep because of our sleep number beds. My sleep number is 35 and Linda's is 40. And sometimes it changes to, and we change these because with our dual air technology, we can change the firmness of that bed anytime we want. And it's very, you know what? It's been a positive experience. It has been a great experience sleeping in these new beds. And no, you can go down to our Sleep Number store where the queen mattresses start at just $6.99. And the Sleep Number bed has been clinically proven to improve not only sleep quality, but also to relieve back pain. Right now, it's the lowest prices of the season. Save up to $800 on our newest innovation beds. Get special financing until January 2016 with approved credit. This ends New Year's Day, so you've got just a couple of days to run down there. And, of course, it's down in the Target shopping center. Head on in there. The Sleep Number professionals will find the right bed for you. And with great prices they have and the great credit and the lowest prices they have of the season, this is going to be a great year of sleep. Just head on down there. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages. I'm here with Robert Smith. We're going to talk about self-government. Now, how do you do self-government, especially with all the new laws coming out as we just talked about? We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, this is Don from Redding Tire Factory. Getting ready for a road trip, RVing, or off-road adventures? Redding Tire Factory can make sure your tires are ready to roll. Passenger, light truck, RV, and ATV tires. Redding Tire Factory carries a wide variety of name brand tires, including Goodyear, Cooper, Yokohama, and Nokian. Our tires come with the best in the West warranty. Redding Tire Factory offers a complimentary 20-point vehicle inspection free. Redding Tire Factory, corner of California and Eureka Way in beautiful downtown Redding. Always the right tire, always the right price.
It's the end of year clearance sale at Crown Motors. Get huge savings now on every quality new and used vehicle on the lot. Save on new cars, trucks, and SUVs, including Ford, Dodge, Honda, Lincoln, Nissan, and Ram. Year-end rebates, year-end discounts, and factory incentives available. And a huge selection of high-quality, reliable used vehicles priced to sell. It's the Crown Motors end of year clearance sale going on now. Stop in today at Crown Motors or online at crownmotorsreading.com.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Two organizations with the same mission, joined as one. A new community strength to help end domestic and sexual abuse. Multiple services, co-located under the same roof. A new hope for men, women, and children looking for a new beginning. Formerly the Shasta Women's Refuge and the Family Justice Center. Now known as One Safe Place.
To help or learn more, please visit us on the web at ospshasta.org.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down?
What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Curt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate. Brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Megastar Mortgage, Trinity Pest Control, and Sheldon Largent Realty.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment today. Hey, it's Monday, December the 30th. Only one more. This is it. Last Monday in 2014. Just Bob, just let it go by again. Just let it go by again. You know, it seems to think it's okay for another year to slip by. Today, our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. 34 degrees out there. Our guest is Robert Smith. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning.
Well, we have to turn you on. You know, you've got three lines on. You've got four on. Why? Why do you have all four on there, Bob? All four microphones. Why are they all on?
I figure I've got a 100% chance of getting it
well,
right.
Well, that's the only way, it looks like. I don't know what it is. Y'all talk to me. You and Bad Bob talk to me. 30 years in the business. So we forget which one of those microphone things. So anyway, welcome here. Welcome, Robert. This is the first time you've been on our show.
Yeah, it is. It's the first time I've been on here.
Okay. All right. Good. We had Caleb Brown on the other day and had a lot of people, a lot of response to that. And we're talking about the state of Jefferson. You and how, if you don't mind me asking, how old are you?
I'm 36. I actually just turned 36 last week.
Well, happy birthday.
Well, thank you.
Hey, is that a problem when you have a birthday at the same time Christmas is?
No, I was raised by my grandmother and she was very good at keeping the two separate for me.
Well, you know, we talked to somebody else that, you know, was like that and the mother would just take everything down and make it totally separate like that. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is.
That's a thoughtful guardian, a parent and grandparent. Okay, Kayla was on here last week and raised a great deal of awareness. And I'm seeing right now as the chat room is starting to load up with, people that who's, the mouse and many others that are coming on. I'm not sure who, I've got an idea who that might be, but,
I've got a theory.
Yeah. Ann and a few others, Comrade Ann. The state of Jefferson, you're young.
Yes.
And the state of Jefferson, a lot of people think that this is for people that are, just Bob's age and older.
Oh, you mean just angry old white men?
Angry old white men. Yeah. No, so it's not like that, is it?
It's not like that at all. Actually, a lot of our core are in their 20s. You know, there's very many people that, of my generation and younger that are aware of what's going on with our country and, you know, need and see the need for true change in what's going on with our country.
The change, well, you know what? We were talking about this the other day. I was talking to a friend, a few weeks ago, and he's much more social liberally than I am. A social liberal, but a conservative, fiscal guy. Anyway, and we talked about it and I talked about oppression and I, not in the sense of, oh, oppression. But, you know, that things are different. And he goes, well, what do you mean? I said, well, if your grandfather was alive today, would he think that he's more, you know, that the government is more, you know, is oppressive as compared to what it was with him?
Mine would certainly say so.
Well, he did too. He said, immediately he said, well, yeah. I said, well, I don't want to hand this over to, your kids and my grandkids where they don't have a right to go out and shoot a rifle, or they don't have a right to, or they're afraid to say something, or if they point a finger at somebody, they get kicked out of school, or these things.
Yeah, so, I want to be able to pass on to my children. I have three kids myself, and I want to be able to pass on a country to them that's worthy of the name. I want them to go out and be able to be all American boys and girls. And that ability is rapidly being removed through laws and regulations that our government is pushing down on us, and we have absolutely no voice to do anything about it. They're suppressing us socially, they're suppressing us economically, and we have to have a way to restore our voice. And that's what the state of Jefferson is about. It's about the fact that California has become too large and it's ungovernable, that we are not allowed to say or any kind of effective representation within our own state house, and that absolutely has to change. It will change, and myself and my generation will not stop until it has changed.
How do you feel as at this level? When I really, really wasn't aware of, I just moved up here like 6 or 7 years ago anyway. But the point being is that not when I lived in California before, I never really took an interest in it because this just wasn't something I was interested in, politics. Yeah. And I lived down in Southern California, but I lived all over the world too. So, but after coming up here and talking to our legislators for over the last 5 years, you realize how important this is that when they are so frustrated in the sense that they can't get a bill out of committee.
No, they can't.
Can't get a bill out. You can't even get them to vote on it unless the Democrats agree and laugh and pat them on the head and say, yeah, okay, we'll do this.
Well, that we tried not to get tied in too much to the Democrat and Republican argument. The simple fact is that we do not have our constitutionally guaranteed representative government. We are guaranteed a Republican form of government, and a Republican form of government was laid out very clearly when they set up the federal model, and in what 70-some essays in the Federalist Papers, they were very clear what a Republican form of government is, and that has been denied to us because of the 1964 Reynolds versus Sims decision. The Warren Court got it wrong.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about that decision and why that had a huge impact on us. If you don't already know, why it had such a huge impact on Northern California. And in fact, it could have a huge impact on anybody in California, depending on the whims of the electorate.
Nationally.
Nationally.
It could change the entire dynamic in every state house nationally.
Well, we'll be right back after these messages.
Yeah, honey, my cholesterol thanks you. Hey, do you need help here with the dishes? Because the game's on it.
No, no, no. You go ahead. You know me. I live for cleaning the kitchen, especially after cooking 2 pounds of bacon.
I would have made him help.
Honey, did you say something?
No, I'm good.
It's me down here. You're draining.
Okay.
I noticed you're about to dump all that bacon grease down into me, and I thought you should know that...
That I'm going crazy because my sink is talking to me?
Well, technically I'm your drain, and yeah, it's a little crazy, but drains have feelings too, you know. That's why, as tempting as it is, dumping kitchen grease down into me can clog me.
Good to know.
Yeah, one more thing. My cousin Toilet wants to remind you to quit tossing your baby wipes or dusty wipes down him. It can severely clog our sanitary sewers.
It's true. Improper disposal of household items can severely clog our sanitary sewers. If you have questions on the disposal of certain items, call 224-6068. This message has been funded by the Wastewater Division of Reading Municipal Utilities.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring, we've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
We rock!
Well, Bob, you are irresistible.
Oh, pure and simple.
Naturally the best.
We're Mount Shasta Springwater.
You're probably wondering, where do I go? I'm out of coffee. Well, let me tell you, Tobacco and Brew. Guaranteed to provide you with the freshest coffee beans. With the rising cost of coffee, Tobacco and Brew offers the best prices, quality, and a large variety as well. Check it out. Go in and meet the friendly staff who will help you with selection and specification of your brewing needs. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
The Northern California Veterans Museum cordially invites you to our fundraising banquet and auction, Saturday, February 1st, 2014, at Wind River Casino. Our mission is to remember and never forget our American military heroes. So come join us for a great, fun-filled evening and support the Northern California Veterans Museum. For tickets, contact Jones Fort at 222-3223 and North Valley Bank Loan Center at 226-2930. Together, we can build a world-class museum in Northern California.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. 8:24 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. To all of our people in there, Sally and Ann and Elizabeth and Sunny and, gosh, everybody. This portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Spray Service, located out on Airstrip Road. Phone lines there are 221-3007. But if you want something done, do you want pest control, weed control, tree spraying, lawn treatments? They're going to get the job done right. Some really good people out there, over 20 years experience. They'll take care of your lawn. In fact, we're going to have them come in and doctor our lawn and take care of the weed control and prevention. And I think I've got fungus in my yard, but I'm not sure. It's a strange colored grass. And in fact, if you touch it, it disintegrates. That to me, maybe that means fungus in your yard. I'm not sure. But they're going to tell me. That's Redding Spray Service. Again, 530-221-3007. Or check out their website at reddingspray.com. Okay. We have Mark Baird on the line. Mark, good morning. You're back in town.
Well, I'm back for one day, and I'm headed out again tomorrow. But I just wanted to call and thank Robert. He's just a great spokesman, and you know he knows the material so well, and just has a great way of getting it across to people. It is lack of representation, and it's also the economic train wreck that is inevitable in California, and more comes out every day. I guess we have now a $19 billion deficit, and the governor's lying about how much the Bay Delta tunnels are going to cost, and just everything screams for the state of Jefferson, and I just wanted to thank Robert for all the work he's doing.
Well, there's a lot of people, Mark. I know you're doing a lot of work. We've got Robert. We have, and Robert Smith is our guest, who is one of the leaders in the state of Jefferson, I guess you could call the movement there. Caleb Brown, who is another young person that's in this. You are up in Siskiyou County. Many people are getting involved, and more people are getting involved because the right of, you know, is one of our people wrote in here, no, it's taxation without representation.
It is.
They're passing bills that we have nothing to say about. We have no representation. If you call one person in the sea of thousands or hundreds, I guess you could say, down there representation, and I don't believe it is.
No, I don't think it is either, and this is the direct result of Sims versus Reynolds, and I think that we need to attack that decision. That's probably going to be part of the natural course of this movement, but we need the state of Jefferson, and we're not going to make it here.
Well, I think that it's just going to get worse. I think if we don't have something, if we don't have a change in how we're represented, then, you know, it will. It will destroy our way of life up here.
It is destroying our way of life. We've lost so much of it already. Economically, we're at 28% of what we were economically in 20 years ago. 1994 to today.
And CARB hasn't even hit bottom yet. And once CARB hits, that's going to be, that number is, we're going to think that number was a big number, 28% after CARB.
Yeah, CARB is going to kill the trucking industry in California. It's already doing it. We're looking at dramatic shortfalls, and because I work in the trucking industry myself, and we're looking at dramatic shortfalls in the capacity. And what that's going to mean is that's going to be an increase in rates, because all of these trucking companies are going to have to get back all the money that they've had to put out in new equipment, new filters, things like that. And when
it's
you
about
have
$30,000 per truck, isn't it, or is it more than that?
It's about $30,000 for a filter if the truck is compliant to be upgraded. If not, you've got to buy a whole new truck, which is anywhere from $110,000 to $140,000. You know, and for small people, for big fleets, it's a killer. And what you're going to
small truckers are gone. Then you can almost
also
say.
The state of California is going to create a new class of criminal. For example, I've got an older tractor; it's 1978, works good, lasts a long time. And I am not going to put a $30,000 exhaust filter on a $4,000 tractor. So I'm going to be a criminal in a couple of days, and I'm sure I'm not alone.
Yeah, what are you going to do when the CARB cop shows up to your door to look at your lawnmower?
I'm going to arrest him for trespassing.
He'll probably also want to see what kind of guns you have in your safe too, because I'm sure that at some point there's a law about that too. Well, you know what, Mark? This is, you know, the fact is that people are poo-pooing the idea and all this. Oh, it's so hard. Well, as one of our callers said one day, if it was too hard, we'd still be speaking with a British accent or German accent right now. I mean, we can't ever not fight it because it's too hard. This is, this is a way of life that people enjoy up here. This is why we're here, and it's being taken away. And it's being taken away by people.
We will figure out the money. We don't have any choice. We must figure out the money, and we can do it. And if we create that favorable business climate and a favorable regulatory climate, we'll have businesses flocking here. And I'm gonna run, guys, because I got to go feed my critters. I just wanted to tell Robert what a great job he's doing and how much I think of him.
Thank you, Mark.
Hey, Mark. We'll see you soon. All right.
Okay. Bye.
And to address some of the people that say that it's too hard, really, I don't have any other way to put it except really point blank. But for somebody to say that it's too hard is either a sign of cowardice or laziness, because there is no such thing as too hard for an American. Look at the things that Americans have accomplished that have been too hard. The founding of a new government, you know, all of the different things that we've done, putting a man on the moon. Don't ever tell an American that something is too hard. What happened to that attitude in this country?
Well, it's the same one that when you have a president that says we are not exceptional.
Well, I disagree with that as well.
Well, I disagree with that one too. Yeah. And the fact is that we are exceptional. And the fact is also is that the idea of assemblyman people, I should say, assembly people who have never been north of Sacramento. They have never driven north of Sacramento. Brian Daly tells me this all the time.
Well, doesn't Oregon start about Woodland?
Well, it does. And Mount Shasta, nobody's quite sure where that's at. They think it may be up in northern Oregon. Anyway, but the bottom line is that we have to, something has to be done. And you can sit by and watch, or you can take a step forward and say, we need representation. Even Bruce Ross, who poo-poos this in the paper, says it's based on one thing, and he says, and they're absolutely right. Representation. The people up here do not feel represented. And if you don't feel that, if you believe that, if 49% of the state votes one way on a presidential election, your vote's negated on that too.
Let me clarify something about Bruce Ross as well. Is we have people that have come and interviewed State of Jefferson people nationally for CBS News, Fox News, LA Times, San Francisco Chronicle, Time Standard over in Eureka. We've had all of these news outlets that actually have come here to interview us. Bruce Ross, who is at ground zero of this movement, can't even pick up the phone to interview one of us. Everything that we have issued him on statements of money and things like that, facts, he won't print them. He won't call us to ask a question. So our local expert in the media on State of Jefferson's a joke.
Well, let's say this about that, is that Bruce is the editorial. You have Silas Lyons, who's the editor. And Silas is the one that makes the decisions on who does the stories. Bruce is the editorial writer. But Silas is, if there has been not one interview, as you say, I find that really interesting. That there's been no interviews done by, with the leaders of the movement here.
Yeah, pick up the phone, Bruce.
We'll be right back after these messages.
Often people say, once it's wrecked, it's never the same. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Is this true? Well, it depends on who repairs your vehicle. Some examples of our repairs that made vehicles better than new are a brand new 4x4 truck that pulled hard to the side. The dealer could do nothing because the frame did not match factory blueprints. A new sports car with steering pull. The dealer changed the alignment, then the tires, and then the tires and wheels. Nothing helped because the unibody was manufactured out of spec. A new pickup that sagged on one side. The dealer changed the springs, but that didn't change anything because the frame had a twist. A new luxury sedan with a 2-foot crack in the paint on the hood because the paint was too brittle. As you can see, we made these vehicles better than new. Imagine what our collision repair specialists can do for your car. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Here's something to think about this holiday season. Adamson's Peak Performance, home of the best training around, now has memberships. We've moved to a huge new location and taken with us that same clean, safe, and non-threatening atmosphere. Now you can choose to work out by yourself or in a group, and when you're done, saunter into the executive locker rooms and enjoy a sauna. How would you like to be a member of the most unique training center in Reading? You can, at very affordable rates for individuals, couples, and families. Just come see us at 3050 C Street and make sure to tell us that Carl and Linda Bott sent you.
Extreme Hobbies is your number one source for electric and nitro RC car parts. Their new retail store is now open in the Mission Square Shopping Center on Michelli Lane. With the holidays right around the corner, now's the perfect time to stop by Extreme Hobbies and check out the best selection of RC cars, trucks, and parts. And don't forget about the new quad rotor helicopters, perfect for flying indoors or outside on a sunny rating day. Give them a call at 355-2520. Extreme Hobbies, where the customer is number one.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
World-renowned radio host, author, speaker, and defender of the Christian faith, Dr. Ravi Zacharias is coming to the Reading Civic Center on February 6, 2014, presented by the Youth for Christ Shasta, the organization that's standing in the gap for the kids in our area with successful programs and services. Come hear Ravi's message entitled Rational Faith in Irrational Times. Tickets are $25 for reserved seating and on sale now at the Reading Civic Auditorium box office, or purchase them directly online. I'm Dr. Ray John, board member. Thank you.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment today. 34 degrees out there. 8:35, December the 30th. We're quickly approaching New Year's Eve. I'm thinking about what you're doing on New Year's Eve and that. The police are out. They're going to be out New Year's Eve. So you might want to be thinking of Yellow Cab. We talk about Yellow Cab all the time. You might want to think about that.
Yeah, you should take a cab anyways. The life you take may not be your own.
There you go. But you know what else is? You need, before you go to the big parties this week, stop on by Cypress Square Barbershop and get your haircut. That's right. Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. DC Tim and a man in black. Get your last haircut of the year there. Discounts for seniors, discounts for veterans, great haircuts, great prices, and man's last stronghold. Yeah, man's last stronghold. What can I say? Don't you just love that? Anyway, Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. My guest is Robert Smith, and we're talking about the state of Jefferson. And we're talking about representation. We're talking about the fact that that one law that was passed that changed things dramatically here in California.
Which law is
the,
that?
The one that that took away the rights of the Northern Californians instead of it went to
Reynolds versus Sims decision.
Reynolds Sims decision. Where before we had representation up here, and then it went to the number of voters.
Yeah, it went to one man, one vote, right, in accordance to population.
Now, if that was changed and you had, say, if you had a senator for every county, mm-hmm, would you think the movement, would you need to keep the movement going forward? Would that be representation enough?
Well, it quite possibly could be representation enough, but we would actually have the representation in our state house to be able to make that decision for ourselves at that time. Right now, we don't have an option one way or the other. And if we have a voice to the point where we can work things, I am of the belief that California is still ungovernable. We are so huge. And in truth, even the people that have the numbers in accordance to population are not being effectively represented, because a representative is responsible for almost 300,000 people. How can one man effectively know and represent 300,000 people? George Washington himself said 40,000 was tyranny.
Well, you know, I think I saw something the other day that somebody said we should have, one per large town, representative for large town, and then they caucus and you send somebody down to Sacramento, so you'd have one for Anderson, one for Redding, one for Cottonwood, and then get together and caucus. So that would be like thousands of representatives.
Well, that's part of the problem, is that if you actually effectively represented every person in California, your state legislature would be so huge,
right,
that it would be a burden all on its own. We haven't adjusted the size of our state legislature since 1865. We are still at the same number of senators and the same number of representatives, and it is not effective representation of the people. And if you were to give that, it would actually create a bigger problem, because our state legislature would be so massive they would never accomplish anything. That's why we have to be split.
Which might be the way to do it, then, if they can't do anything at that point. Okay. I mean, I'm just, yeah. Just a thought is that every time they're in session, it's dangerous because they pass laws.
Yeah, it comes down to effective representation like it always has. And for there to be effective representation, California is too top-heavy. It's too large. It has outgrown its own model. It really has.
So you're saying also then our way of representation should be changed too. Representatives?
To effectively represent people, yeah, we need to have more representatives, and we have to have a restoral of the senators by county, which is a Republican form of government, because what it's effectively done is it has turned us into a democracy, also known as mob rule. And that was never the intention of our leaders or our founding fathers. It's why they spent so many years getting it right and setting up the constitutional republic that we have. Is that way there was equal representation no matter the size or the population. Everybody had a voice. It was a beautiful, brilliant system. And lately they've been working very hard at taking it apart, and I'm not okay with it.
I agree with you. I think that we need to have a representation so that people up in areas, whether it's Northern California or Southern California, need to be truly represented, and not to have people that are 2,000 miles away having such an impact on us. And the laws they pass, which makes sense if you're living in an urban area in California, mm-hmm. make no sense if you're living in an agrarian society that we have. At least we're trying to have up here, but they're trying to, of course, force us out of that too.
Well, one of the things that you can do there is restore some of the local powers. You know, your county boards of supervisors, your municipalities. Really, all they are anymore are rubber stamps, because if they don't toe the line that's set by Sacramento, they don't get their funding. So they're going to do what Sacramento tells them to do. And really, that just kind of guts your local control.
There is, you know, and they've said this before when I start asking, what about this? What about this? They say, you know what? We have very little say on discretionary spending because the way it comes down. And you're absolutely right. And when you have that, and if the sheriff, okay, let's just, my friends, you know, the sheriff says he'll protect the Constitution. If he says, I'm not going to enforce that law, the state could say, fine, then we're going to withhold the money for the jail.
Yeah, they could.
And then what do you do? So now that puts the sheriff or any elected official, of course, you know, this is what they signed up for. It puts them between a rock and a hard spot. We'll be right back after these messages. Robert Smith is my guest, and we're talking State of Jefferson. But what we're really talking about is a Republican form of government, one that was country was founded on, our nation was founded on, which we seem to be trying to change and which we have changed in the state of California.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I are seeing a lot more folks coming in and out of the Redding plant now that the construction's all done. So bring in those boats and motorhomes so we can fill up your propane bottles and top off your boat tanks with ethanol-free 93 for all the off-highway toys. It's a lot cheaper here than out at the lake. We have a couple of double-walled tanks and convolts available if you need anything. Give Johnny or Danny a call. In Corning, construction's almost done at Robin's new building, so stop by and fill up and say hello. She's always there. In Weaverville, Michelle's been very busy with all the loggers and construction folks, so stop by and let her fill up your propane bottles and top off your boats on the way to the lake. It's got to be cooler. Northern Lights Energy. Whether you need kerosene, gas, diesel, or oil, we have a little bit of everything. So give us a try. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Two organizations with the same mission, joined as one. A new community strength to help end domestic and sexual abuse. Multiple services, co-located under the same roof. A new hope for men, women, and children looking for a new beginning. Formerly the Shasta Women's Refuge and the Family Justice Center. Now known as One Safe Place.
To help or learn more, please visit us on the web at ospshasta.org. The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 AM, and visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
Allow me to introduce myself. My name is Dan Fagan.
I don't know how to put this, but I'm kind of a big deal.
Beginning in January, you can hear the Dan Fagan Show live right here on KCNR AM 1460. The show is compelling, entertaining, and sometimes we are accidentally funny.
Oh, funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you?
We're the only locally broadcast afternoon talk show. Join us.
Hi, it's Roger Hitchcock, and you're listening to Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I'm not exactly sure what that means, that Bob put that on there. That's not for me, is it, Bob?
No.
Okay.
That was a
Why not?
That was a request that went bad.
Okay.
It was Pam Tillis's Don't Tell Me What to Do, dedicated to the state of Jefferson.
And it came out to
I'll love you forever if I want to. Yeah.
Okay, turn off the mic. Okay. Yeah. This portion is Bastiani Arms. Head on down to Larkspur on Bastiani Arms. He's got all types of weapons down there that, and he's got a big sale going on. And guess what? He's got ammunition. You looking for ammo? Go down to Bastiani Arms. He's got 22 ammo. Do you know who doesn't have 22 ammo? At least yesterday? Big places in town didn't have it, and they laughed at me when I asked. Hey, got any ammunition? No! Ha 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 ha! Come back next year. And I mean, that's literally, come back next year. Of course, next year is Wednesday. Bastiani Arms, our friends down there. Okay, my guest today is Robert Smith, and we're talking the state of Jefferson and the Republic. Republic. You know what? Look up that lines from John Wayne. Bob, look up the lines from John Wayne when he sings from the Alamo, when he talks about Republic. And then, we'll play that at some point. I want to play that. Do you remember that part? Republic, I love the sound, I like the sound of that word. It means freedom.
It does.
It means standing on your own feet.
Well, yeah. That's a lot of people anymore, and a lot of people of my generation, because it's really not taught in school, don't understand that democracy is not a good and effective form of government. It is mob rule. And we are meant to be a constitutional republic. And that is what is being destroyed, and it's why we're running into so many of the problems that we are, is because we have taken one of the greatest ideas from a form of government ever devised and have decided that we don't like it and are dismantling it. And we don't even understand that we're doing it, because we're doing it in such little pieces that you actually have to take a step back and look at the whole picture of what we're doing and seeing where we're eroding our own rights away.
Well, yeah, when people say, well, wait a minute, we're going to pass these laws to protect the people from mob rule, gay marriage, the Jim Crow laws, all these things. That was, the majority of the people had voted that in there.
Well, that's the irony of Reynolds versus Sims, is that it was an anti-Jim Crow law that was supposed to stop the kind of disenfranchisement that's actually occurring now.
And so here we are, years later, again, the law of unintended consequences, when people are saying this, oh, we're here to protect the minorities, not realizing that what they just did was made people a minority.
Exactly.
They will not be protected.
And that was the beautiful thing about our form of government, is that the majority had a voice and the minority had an equal voice. And that's what was so spectacular, is everybody had a voice. And they had the representation needed to be able to protect themselves from their own government. Because anymore, people seem to have an attitude that the government gives you your rights. And that's not true. The government is there to stop your rights from being taken away. It's there
from
to
being
stop,
eroded.
Yeah, and they are doing the exact opposite of what they're supposed to be doing.
They want to take over, and taking over is a bottom line for this. And they may not, it may not be a, you know, they say, oh, no, no, we don't want to take your rights, but we do want to take your health care over.
Mm-hmm.
We want to take over all your water rights. We want to take over how you live, what you say.
Yeah.
And the freedom, and the freedom to say it.
The IRS run, or the healthcare system run by the IRS. And as we all know, the IRS isn't biased against anybody, right?
No, of course not. No matter what, no matter what they proved in Congress and the fact that they admitted it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Besides that, no.
So what happens one day if they decide that I'm a persona non grata for healthcare and they decide to hold up my healthcare paperwork or decide because I'm of a certain political affiliation that I'm no longer eligible for healthcare? You know, people don't understand or think about the things like that. Why would you ever hand your government control of your own well-being? That's insanity.
Well, they do it because they want somebody to take care of them. I mean, that's the bottom line, is they want somebody to take care of them. I saw something the other day. It was a documentary on what happens if the electricity went off for a month. And of course, you know, the whole super, you know, the whole infrastructure falls apart because trucks don't run. You know, there's no, you know, there's no electricity there.
Well, I mean, a theory of who would be around to reform.
Well, the big thing on this is that, this one girl kept saying, where's the government? They're supposed to take care of us. They're supposed to take care of us as she slowly is dying there because the government's not there to take care of you.
Look at Hurricane Katrina.
Oh, yeah.
There's a perfect example. Where was the government to save you then?
Well, what they ended up doing was, and they're still not. Well, now here's the other thing. They provided it, but see, here's the other end of that. They were not. FEMA was hopelessly at this point. It was hopelessly under-coordinated and didn't have the equipment or the leadership, right? I mean, mm-hmm. We know that. But look at it is. How long has it been since Katrina? 6 years? 7 years? What was it, 05?
Yeah, I think it was 05.
Something like 05.
Yeah.
Have they been fixed yet? Have the people actually taken – there's people that still live in federal housing down there.
Yeah.
Because they haven't gone back and taken the city back.
Yeah.
I mean, there's still areas down there.
We're dealing with FEMA out here for the Clover Fire.
Yeah.
And some of the things that they did down there. No, FEMA is not effective. They're actually a impediment to people helping themselves. If you talk to some of the people of the Clover Fire, there was a couple organizations that actually showed up that were prepared to serve hot food to thousands of people.
Right.
Were ready to feed their neighbors. And FEMA told them they couldn't do it.
Again, people wanting to, you know, when neighbors stand up for each other. You know, that's the thing, too, is, and we got to take a break here. When we start talking about militias and we start talking about the militias that are forming and are out there right now, why are they there? They're there to support each other in cases of an emergency.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're there out there being part of a neighborhood watch because we don't have enough. Because they are community. And the community bands together. Well, it's being taken away. The right to do it is being taken away. We got to take a quick break. We've got people waiting on the phone. They have to make quick announcements. I'm sure there are of city hall meetings that you all are going to be having. But we'll talk about that as soon as
we get
back.
Yeah, we have a town hall coming up.
Okay, we'll be right back.
What would you do with an extra $500 during the holidays? At North Valley Bank, we'd like to help you find out. Simply enter our Win Big Holiday Debit Card Contest for your chance to win $500. That's right. Each time you make a purchase with your North Valley Bank debit card this season, you're automatically entered to win $500. The more you use your card, the more chances you have to win. If it sounds too good to be true, check out the photos of our winners on our website at novb.com. Start shopping now with your North Valley Bank debit card, and you might win big this holiday season. Debit cards are safe and easy to use, so make ours your card of choice. North Valley Bank, member FDIC. No purchase or account necessary. See official contest rules on NOVB.com for more details on how to enter. Must be at least 18 to enter. Contest ends January 5th, 2014.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite and Things.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE. Or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, State Granite and Things, or visit us at estategranite.com.
Change your world in as few as 16 months. Simpson University's popular Aspire degree completion program was designed for busy working adults. Choose degree programs as diverse as organizational leadership, psychology, liberal studies, business and HR management, or the RN to BSN step-up program, all relevant in today's competitive job market. Student success fuels our program success. With a 96% graduation rate over the past 20 years, our Aspire degree completion program is a challenging yet rewarding adult learning experience. Custom tailor your degree success plan with our dedicated academic counselors who will personally guide you on your educational journey. Call today and speak with our admissions professionals. But don't delay. This spring's application deadline is approaching and classes will be filled soon. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON today to speak with an admissions professional or visit us online at simpsonu.edu/aspire. Simpson University School of Continuing Studies. Challenge your mind. Ignite your heart. Change your world.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Gosh, last Monday before the big day. It's going to be 2014 before we know it. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive right here in Reading. Phone number is 222-2750. Now, I'll tell you that if you really want to end the year with a bang, head on down and see Leonard and his associates because they have diamonds direct from Israel. Save a lot of money that way. All types of jewelry, estate jewelry, loose stones. They have Native American jewelry, turquoise, silver. They have the only watch repair person in the city. That's right. If you take your watch to be repaired someplace else, it'll eventually end up right there. Cut out the middleman and head to Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Give them a call, 222-2750. This is a way to get that final gift before the big day, before New Year's. Okay. Our guest is Robert Smith, and we're talking about the Republic in the state of Jefferson. Let's play something about the Republic just for a couple minutes.
Republic. I like the sound of the word. It means people can live free, talk free, go or come, buy or sell, be drunk or sober, however they choose. Some words give you a feeling. Republic is one of those words that makes me tighten the throat. Same tightness a man gets when his baby takes his first step or his first baby shaves and makes his first sound like a man. Some words can give you a feeling that make your heart warm. Republic is one of those words.
All right. John Wayne from the Alamo. The Republic. You know, I love that. You know, that's, it's a great, great part of a movie.
Yeah, it is. And I'd say what this country needs is a little more John Wayne and a little less John Lennon.
Hey, you've got some town hall meetings coming up.
We do. January 18th at 6 p.m. Anderson Veterans Hall. We're going to have a town hall meeting.
The VFW hall there down in Anderson.
Yeah, and it's open to anybody. We especially would like to see businesses come in. We're going to be announcing the formation of the Jefferson Chamber of Commerce, where we can actually get businesses that are interested in unifying and forming together to protect themselves from the state legislature and actually represent them the way that a chamber of commerce should do, with mutually beneficial relationships. So we would invite anybody to come down and take a look. You got any questions, want to know what's going on, that's the place to come.
You know, when they say, we've only got a minute left, but when they say that if these two states were formed, that it would be a state that has no money.
It's not true.
The state of Jefferson would have no money and couldn't take care of themselves, and all this money would have to come in from the feds, and it wouldn't make any difference. I don't agree with that.
No, it's not true. I can't explain it all
in
a full minute.
But you're going to be on tomorrow. Robert and Kayla will be on tomorrow. They're guest hosting for Linda and I tomorrow morning. And we're kind of finishing out the year because we haven't had a lot about the state of Jefferson on for the year. So we're kind of finish up the year with the state of Jefferson. And if you all have a number of guests calling in and a number of things, but this ought to be one of the things you talk about is how could the Northern California area succeed?
We already fund ourselves, and we can explain the math on how California figures it the other way around, but we actually do pay for ourselves already.
Okay. Robert, thanks a lot for coming by today. We appreciate that.
And thank you.
Thanks for kind of stepping in here tomorrow while we are doing something else. But Happy New Year to all of our friends out there. It's been a very, very eventful year. It's been a great year, and we expect 2014 to be even better for all of us. It's a time to stand up. It's a time to be somebody. It's also time to also continue to reach out and help those that are less fortunate, and to help our state and our area here become better than it is.
We got to help ourselves. No one else is going to do it for us.
There you go. All right. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you? Happy New Year.
You can stand me up at the gates of hell.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Security is being beefed up at train stations and other public facilities around Russia. It's a response to two suicide bombings in as many days in the southern part of the country. Terrorism expert Sajan Gohel notes the attacks come as Russia prepares to host the Winter Olympics.
If there are more sustained attacks, then I believe it will cause problems on those who wish to travel to attend the event at Sochi. Right now, it won't necessarily be devastating, but if there's more attacks over a period of time, it will have a direct impact.
14 people died in today's attack on a bus. 17 were killed yesterday at a railway station. Seven-time Formula One champion Michael Schumacher remains in a medically induced coma following a skiing accident in France. The BBC's Imogene Folk says his doctors are not speculating about the chances for a full recovery.
But